Keaton Gillooglie, the voice of the Montana State Bobcats, will give us the preview from Dayton, Ohio, where the Cats are playing Grambling State on Wednesday in the NCAA tournament. That's today on Voices of Montana.
Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. And without further delay, Keaton Gillooglie, voice of the Montana State Bobcats, is there for this. What a historic run, too. Keaton, good morning. How you doing, sir?
We still have Bobcat basketball. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. You know, I looked at that tournament. I saw a lot of games in the tournament. And, you know, we would call it a great run by Montana State. And they played their guts out, I thought, as well, especially in that championship game. I don't know that that surprised you, though. I mean, you've been watching this team all year long. Did it?
Yes, 100%. It surprised me. Look, you know, this was a team that obviously lost a ton. That's been talked about. But, you know, we had seen some decent – we had seen some really good flashes, but we had also seen some really low lows. And we knew it was going to be a roller coaster ride. And Coach Logie knew it was going to be a roller coaster ride. And so he really worked hard to keep an even demeanor. You know, he's got two kids, a wife. His parents moved to Bozeman or to Four Corners as well when he got the job. So he's very family-oriented. And he obviously kept things very much in perspective as the season progressed and as he had the highs and had the lows. And he just kept harping to his team that, hey, look, we just have to be playing our best basketball when we get to March. And if we're playing our best is good enough. And that's exactly what happened. But, no, it felt pretty magical. I've been a part of a number of championships at this point in my career, and this one was – one of the more surreal that I've experienced on the ground floor.
Yeah, and they got there, you know, with really hard play, I thought. I mean, was that the kind of tempo the Bobcats had played at all year, or was that a level up too?
That was the tempo they were trying to play at all year. And learning a new system takes its time. And, you know, I think Robert Ford III was playing at that tempo throughout the year, but it took some time for the rest of the guys to kind of continue that and figure that part out. So that did take some time, but that's the style that Coach Logie wants to play. And that's the style of play the Bobcat fans can hope for and expect to see over the coming years. I mean, this was supposed to be a building block year. And, well, when you build one of your, you know, keystone blocks is a championship season, that's going to help. But this is the style. That is the vision that he had coming in.
Wow. And this is like Coach of the Year kind of stuff, too, for Coach Logie. To you know, from what he stepped into to where they ended up, I really think really great coaching job. How do you accomplish that?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, he's a guy that this is his 13th year as a head coach. And obviously Danny Sprinkle was a phenomenal coach, is a phenomenal coach and doing tremendous things at Utah State and beyond right now. But, you know, that was his first head coaching job. And I think for a long time, you know, this Montana State basketball program was wandering in the wilderness. You know, they had won three Big Sky tournament games from 2001 until 2019. And then after that was the Sprinkle era and the era we're in now, and they've won 11 of those games since then. So, you know, that kind of puts into perspective that this was a program wandering. Sprinkle helped elevate it. That helped elevate the level of applicants they got for this job after he left. And so Sprinkle knows what he's doing. And the other part about it, too, is, you know, he's got a really experienced staff. Like, Sprinkle brought his entire coaching staff with him to Utah State, which I think is something very commendable. But, you know, Sprinkle brought Zach Payne, one of his former players from Whitworth, who's had a lot of run and a lot of success. Sam Scholl, who was a part of the San Diego State run to the national title game a year ago, he's on the staff. And then Julius Smith, who was a part of a number of championships at Point Loma with him as an assistant the last couple of years. So there was a championship pedigree, and that's obviously Logie's taking of his teams to a D3 and a D2 national championship tournament, just as he has now here. So, you know, I think there's just a championship pedigree. He knows who he is. He went from an assistant at the D1 level down to Division III to be a head coach because that's what he wanted to do. And now he's here. So he knows what he is and what he's trying to do.
Really happy for him. Keaton Gillooglie is with us, voice of the Montana State Bobcats. Again, it's a first four in Dayton, Ohio. That game all across our networks, across Montana, many of our affiliates as well, our Bobcat carriers, or Grizz, March 20th, so Wednesday at 4:40 p.m. And you've done a great job this year, Keaton. I really appreciate, you know, the enthusiasm and the familiarity and the analysis that you brought throughout the year. Still a magical run. Where are you at right now? You're in the arena, aren't you?
Yes, I'm at the arena. I'm in Dayton. I'm looking out over the floor right now. It's at one of the great college basketball arenas here. This is Dayton. Dayton's an interesting place for sure for the first four, but they bid for it. They got it. And this is really just an absolutely tremendous basketball arena where the Dayton Flyers play. I think it's about 10,000 or so. I haven't gotten all my details on that, but I promise I will by the time we get on the air on Wednesday. But this is just one of the great, like, kind of high mid-major arenas around the country. They're going to play the first four games tonight, the first two, and then we'll play tomorrow night as the first game of the doubleheader. So, just looking out over the arena, everybody's going to be going through their press conference interviews and media availability and all the open practice, all the stuff that comes with an NCAA tournament bid. They're going to be going through all of that stuff today, and then time to lock in. Tomorrow's game day, and if the Bobcats are lucky enough to earn a victory tomorrow, then we would bust to Indianapolis for an opportunity to play number one Purdue on Saturday.
Yeah, they still have a heavy task in front of them there. Robert Ford III, I bet he is on the Tigers' sheet.
Tiger Ford? He's a tremendous kid.
Go ahead, please, tell me about him. I thought he just played lights out. When you step into that moment and you're performing at a high level like that, don't pinch the guy. Don't wake him up because he's not done yet.
He's a kid who's been through a lot. He had a lot of things happen in his personal life growing up. He's a father. He's a son. He's a brother. He's a great example. Phenomenal role model off the floor and on the floor. He's really stepped into that leadership role. He's a sixth-year guy, but he went 2 years JUCO. Had to prove himself, goes to Idaho State for 2 years, had a great career there that was cut a little bit short due to a foot injury, transfers to Montana State. He's the backup for Darius Brown last year and played well, especially as the season went on, because at the start of the year last year, he was still battling a foot injury. That took some time. That's part of the reason why he wears Nike shoes instead of the Under Armour shoes and why he has to put a little tape on his shoes, the white tape that you'll see. This year, it's all come together, and a guy who battled some injuries throughout his career, now for it all, to culminate in this, it's just a tip of the cap to him as a man and what he's been able to do, and just his heart, his energy, his soul. I don't even know how, like, his four limbs were attached to his body at the end of that game against Montana. He has just given absolutely every ounce that he possibly has, and somehow has found a few more when the team really needed it.
And talk about his steady leadership. He was unshaken by anything that happened out there. I really, really appreciate that. Give us also a little more about this team. They found some inside presence. They've got some outside presence coming together late in the season.
I think the biggest thing that we've really seen is the depth that has developed. And that's a testament to what we were talking about in terms of the coaching ability for Logie and this staff. As we came in, we didn't really know what it would be. We're trying to see what kind of puzzle pieces go together. I think in a lot of ways, putting this team together at the beginning of the year was like trying to do a 1,000-piece puzzle, but doing it backwards, where you're only seeing the back cardboard part. You're not even really sure like what the colors are and how they go together, And so you're just kind of piece it all together, figure it all out. Eddie Turner was another guy who had to take some time to develop because he was a guy who had a lot of injuries, only played 19 games in his 4 years at Columbia. So, yeah, he's a fifth-year guy, but at the same time, he's very much like a freshman in a lot of ways. The emergence of John Olmstead has been one of the absolute great stories of the season and is going to be, frankly, a story that will be told around the program for years to come, in that, hey, if you stay ready, you're going to get an opportunity. And if you are ready for that opportunity, everything is in front of you. Sam Lekelot, the Sheridan kid, he came on about halfway through the season. He was a two-time Wyoming Gatorade Player of the Year while he was in high school. Didn't really get on the floor a ton in his first 2 years. I think he really meshes with Logie's coaching style, and that's come on. And now his athleticism and his kind of junkyard bulldog attitude is really coming out as we continue. And then Jed Miller, finally, he didn't play a ton of minutes in the tournament, but the minutes he did play were really important. He hit the clinching free throws against Sacramento State. He helped get the Cats around the full court press of Weber State in the quarterfinal game, which, the full court press has been kind of an Achilles heel for Montana State throughout the year, and then was on the floor late to help close it out against Montana too. So, the emergence of depth in that regard, obviously Tyler Patterson's going to hit his shots. Brian Horacki broke out of a late season slump as he got into the tournament, although he got banged up in the Montana game. Appears like he'll be available tomorrow and ready to go. But they have got a lot of balance, great wins, in March and win some championships and take care of some business, you know, you need really good guard play. And I think the Bobcats have that right now.
Yep. Keaton Gologli, again, voice of the Montana State Bobcats, Bobcat Sports Network, will carry this game. It starts at 4:40, so they're on the air 30 minutes ahead of that, right, Keaton?
We're going to be on at 4 o'clock, but yeah.
Okay, 40 minutes.
It'll be a little bit of a longer one, yeah.
Good. Yeah, good for you. Before you give us the Tigers scouting report, what's the mindset of the Bobcats right now?
Let's have fun. And nobody in this tournament is going to have more fun than the Bobcats, and the best way to have fun is by winning. So Coach Logie's really had a very uplifting attitude. I've been to, I think, 9 NCAA tournaments in my career now, covering different teams. And, you know, a lot of times you can see some coaches get a little uptight. Sometimes you see coaches and staff and players get a little deer in the headlights. You know, the lights are really bright.
Yeah.
Logie looks very, very comfortable. And he's kept a very upbeat, like, hey, this is so much fun type attitude. So guys, I think, are really trying to appreciate it. There are obviously a number of guys where, you know, this is their third tournament now, between like Carter Ash and Sam Lekalot and Tyler Patterson, and these types of guys. Obviously Ford's making it back to second and that sort of thing. But, you know, the guys are just, I think, enjoying it. And, you know, when you go to your first NCAA tournament, it all happens so fast. I mean, it is lightning quick, because it's just, okay, here's practice, here's media, here's this, here's that. You're just kind of fly all over the place. But once you've kind of gotten to it once or twice, everything kind of slows down in a way, and you can really kind of appreciate the moment and the grandeur and the stage and the opportunity in front of you, and you can just go about your business. So, they're trying to have some fun, and they're trying to appreciate the moment, and they're trying to stick to their process, which is the process that got them here for a third straight NCAA.
Yep, great. And that's good coaching to, you know, your team's not overwhelmed by the moment, so to speak. So Grambling State, they won the SWAC. They went through that conference, Southwestern Athletic Conference, 14-4, got 20 wins on the year. This is their first trip to the Big Dance.
Yeah, so they had a long, storied history coming up on their way to Division I level. They had won an NAI national championship quite a couple decades ago. But, this was kind of a revenge tour for them. You know, they had reached the SWAC championship game a year ago. They lost to UT Arlington or Texas Southern, rather. And then they played them again in the championship this year and beat them. This was kind of a revenge tour and a little bit of a monkey off the back for them. They've really had a lot of success the last couple of years. They've won 3 SWAC championship, regular season championships over the last 7 or 8 years now. So, they're a team that's been slowly on the come up here. And I'm not going to say expected, but certainly a situation where it was like, hey, we need to get this done. And they have. They've got some good scoring. They've got some size. They've got some range. They get to the free throw line a lot. That's really where a lot of their bread is buttered. I think they shoot like 20 or 21 free throws per game. So they get to stripe a ton. So Cats are going to have to be very, very careful in that regard. They're going to be extremely disciplined defensively. And, you know, if Montana State can knock down a few shots, they should be able to get it done. But this is going to be a good one. And, you know, Grambling State is an HBCU that's got one of the great marching bands across the nation. They played at the presidential inaugural the last two inaugurals. So this is very exciting for them and exciting for both of these programs. And, one of the really fun parts about being in the first four is you have a legitimate opportunity to win the ball game between 2 16 seeds, and it counts just the same as any other NCAA tournament win, both for the record books and for the accounting books, because you make a couple more bucks for the rest of the conference every time you win an NCAA tournament game.
And looking forward to that. 3 straight years in the tournament then, and they've got Grambling State. Keaton Gologli has got the call across our network here and many of your hometown stations, the Bobcat Sports Network. Keaton, I appreciate it very much. I'll be glued to the radio. I'll be maybe watching it. I don't know. It's not on. It's kind of on a
True TV,
which is sort of a premium channel.
But you should be able to use the Varsity Network app to sync that up if you want. Otherwise, you can listen in on the radio. So with the Varsity Network app, you can sync the radio broadcast to the TV call, and so you do have that option too if you're watching and don't want to listen to spirited days.
Right. Hey, thanks again. Good calls this year. I appreciate that. And good luck to you and the team. Obviously, hopefully you're not, hopefully you're packed for like 3 or 4 days. Maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I would never, ever, ever be the one caught having to go shopping on a tournament trip like this, ever.
Keaton, good stuff. I appreciate that. And give the best to our team, okay? Your team.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. And join us daily Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on local stations all across Montana.